Inside Jack's Downtown Diner in downtown Columbus, you'll hear all the familiar diner sounds of coffee pouring and hash browns frying. It's what's outside the diner that's causing problems. The normally quaint Lynn Street is a full-on construction zone with orange cones and chain-link fences causing an eyesore and, according to diner owner Chris Kowalski, driving away customers. Kowalski closed the diner in 2015 after his wife died from cancer. He reopened last year, but he says business still has not fully returned.
With the construction that's been going on in the alley, and I think the winter has definitely caused a little bit of a hindrance with our business. So it's I'd probably say I'm down about 35-40% over the previous years.
And you closed in 2015, then you reopened in 2016. You were greeted with some construction right outside your front door. Explain why this construction is so problematic.
Well, I think the major problem is the chain link fences. People walk down the alley. They sort of see that it looks like it's all closed. Mm-hmm. And the Capitol Crossroads have actually put up some banners at the end of the alley letting them know that, you know, the businesses are open down here in the alley. When you have deliveries that are being delivered and concrete trucks that are dumping concrete and it clogs up the alley, which in turn, you don't want to walk through diesel fumes and you don't want to pass bobcats and, you know, things like that. So it is definitely a big hindrance.
Have you expressed concerns to the city, and what have they said?
The city is actually taking care of trying to get this project finished as fast and as quickly as I think that they can get it finished. So other than that, I know that Capitol Crossroads has actually spoken with them, and then also the dispatch had written an article on the business section for that.
You're getting some help from the local group Columbus Women and Digital. Angela Petrie is helping run a marketing campaign for the diner. She joins us now. What exactly are you doing to help the diner?
Yeah, so we have a group of volunteers. We have about 8 ladies heavily involved in doing some digital marketing for Jack's Diner. We're doing all we can to help make times better during this construction in the alley, help kick it up for him.
Is this a typical project for your group?
Well, our group just started in May, so this is the first project of its kind. But yes, this is something that Columbus Women in Digital, one of our pillars is that we want to give back to the community. So we would love to volunteer for things like this in the future as well.
Chris, a lot at stake here for you. If this doesn't work out or things don't change, do you see yourself here in a year or 2 years?
Oh, well, I think most definitely. I still have the patrons that normally come in all the time. I think that what the Women in Digital are doing has definitely opened a lot of eyes and a lot more avenues for my business. So anything can help.
Chris Kowalski owns Jack's Downtown Diner, which is getting some online and social media help from the group Columbus Women in Digital. Mr. Kowalski and Angela Petrie, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks.